It's on my heart is coming down the road, and I'm not here tonight to try to argue anything. I'm just trying here to preach God's word, and that's forever settled in heaven, ain't it, Brother Jeff? And I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate what He's done for me. I know my Redeemer lives, don't you? I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. I want to start reading in James chapter number 1, and we'll start reading verse number 19. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Wherefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." And that's all I feel like reading tonight. And you may be seated if you feel led to be. But now I hope you don't think I'm disrespectful for not praying, but I try to get all my praying done before I get behind the pulpit. So I want to just follow the Lord tonight. And what my thought tonight was, is I began to think about verse number 26. He said, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but receiveth his heart, this man's religion is in vain." Now, what I want to preach on tonight is vain religion. Now, I began to ask my wife as I was coming up the road. I'm not good with a word sometimes. Most of you, some of you, mow your grass, and I'm not the brightest bulb in the box, as you say. But I looked up this word vain here in the Bible. The definition of that is useless. Now, I'm not trying to make you doubt your salvation tonight. Only you yourself know that you're born again with God. But tonight, I want to preach tonight on vain religion. I'm not here tonight to try to get on something I ought not to. Not here to fuss and fight over doctrine. But I'm going to tell you tonight, the Word of God is something that'll help somebody. The Word of God tonight is something that's forever settled in heaven. We can try to fuss and fight and try to say what we think about the Bible, but the only thing that's going to matter when God comes back is if we stood on the Holy Word of God. I'm going to tell you tonight, you just pray for me for a little while. But the Bible says this. He said, "If any man among you seem to be religious, Brother Jeff, I believe we're living." You pray for my voice tonight. There's a lot of people in this world that act like they've got God, and they act like they're saved by the grace of God, but their life don't go along with what the Word of God says. I'm going to tell you tonight, I know, Brother Jeff, if we don't live like God told us to live, our religion's in vain. The Bible says, and listen, let me tell you tonight, before I get into my thought, I know tonight we're living in a world full of vain religion. But the Bible says if a man cannot bridle with his tongue, cannot say tonight, we better be careful of what we say and who we talk to and who we're around when we say it. Because I was looking back at that little boy laying in the floor. There's little kids that's around us listening to every word that comes out. Mouth, whether it is good, whether it's bad. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't want your kids to cuss, don't cuss in front of your kids, amen or not. I'm going to tell you tonight, we've got to bridle our tongue and keep it pure before God, or our religion is in vain. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right, Brother Jeff? And I began to think in my heart, hey, you just pray for me in a little while. But I began to think about the tongue. And that's not where I want to go tonight. But it's a part of my scripture. Listen to me. It's so easy as a human to get around somebody that's in the mully grass. All they want to do is run down the man of God. All they want to do is run down. Who's running the singing? Who's running the choir? All they want to do is complain and fuss and fight. But I'm going to tell you, a real child of God, they'll get behind the man of God and they'll back him up and they'll say, they'll shout glory every now and then instead of saying, oh well, it's cold. Oh well, it's slow. Can I preach this morning on them dry times? Listen to me. Dry times are going to come. Good times are going to come. But in the dry times, don't look at the preacher for all the fault. Look at your own life and look for God and for you in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I'm going to spit on every one of you tonight. So I'm just going to give you what God laid on my heart. But I began to think in my heart about how people run down. Men of God, they run down denominations. Let me say this. I didn't come in here of the Free Will Baptist faith. Now, I know some of you probably lost confidence in me right there. But I'm going to tell you, the Free Will Baptist ain't going to be the only ones to make it to the kingdom of God. The only way you're going to make it to the kingdom of God is by the blood of the Lamb. It ain't going to be by your works because your works are dead. But I'm going to tell you tonight, it'll be by the blood and only by the blood that you make it to the kingdom of God. So tonight, quit looking at religious stuff and look to God. Is that all right, Brother Jeff? Listen, I don't know. I know Brother Jeff's all right, and I don't know exactly where he stands. I believe he stands on the Bible. So I'm just going to stay in the Bible, and we'll be all right. But I'm going to tell you tonight, a lot of people now have vain religion. Now, this is where I want to get to. Listen, I'm not trying to make you doubt your salvation. But the Bible says, examine yourselves and see whether you be in the faith. Now, let me say this. If you're saved by the grace of God, your religion's not in vain, because you're saved, and you're saved by His grace. But now tonight, a lot of people say, well, I'm saved, but I drink on Friday night, I drink a little bit of the bottle. I know I'm probably eating some of you. I'm not trying to have no fear. I told the Lord tonight, Brother Jeff, I know I mow your grass, and I know I mow Chris's grass, but I told the Lord, I promised Him I'd make Him a soldier. If I don't ever get to mow grass again, I've got to make Him happy. I've got to please His name. I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't know who you are, but don't let your religion be in vain. Don't let your religion be useless tonight, because the Bible says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I'm going to tell you tonight, we need to be laborers for God and laborers for God's vineyard. But the Bible says this, yea, I planted a vineyard, and I only had five or six baths of the fruit out of the vineyard. Over there in Isaiah, our fruits tonight, like Brother Jeff said, if you're saved by the grace of God, there's some fruits that's going to show on your life. If you're saved today, or saved tonight, there's going to be some fruits in your life. Amen. Now listen, I'm not trying to say works are going to get you to heaven, but I've been reading the book of James, and that's one of my favorite words, that's one of my favorite books in the Bible. Now if you're saved by the grace of God, now listen to me just for a minute. I pastored for a little while, and I learned a little bit about it, but I ain't learned everything about it, Brother Jeff. But I will say this, church just ain't a place to come and just to listen to a preacher 3 days a week, or 2 days a week really, but for three services. There's a lot to live when you get outside the house of God. Listen to me. Brother Jeff, I'd love to see 150 people here. I'd love to see that. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not trying to get on anything. I I'm going to say this. If we want to see the church grow, if we want to see the church prosper, on tomorrow night, you'll be here at 6:45. Is that right, Brother Jeff? If you want to see the church grow and you want to see the church prosper, you'll get down on your face on Tuesday night and you'll say, God, I know I went out on Monday night, but God, I'm going to call your name again. I to see people come in. I'm going to call your name again, God. I to see my lost loved ones get saved. God, I won't do anything. Oh, not to do. But I'm going to be pleasing to you. God, I won't look at another man's wife. God, I won't look at another man's husband. God, help me tonight. Listen, we got to have pure religion and defiled before God. But the Bible says pure religion and undefiled faith. I was thinking about this the other day. When we stay unspotted before the world, it's when we stay with the will of God. I begin to read over there in Jeremiah. You just pray for me a little while. The Bible says over there in Jeremiah, he said, my people come back to me. He said, if you'll come back to me, I will heal you. I will hear your cry. Listen, the only way we're going to stay unspotted before the world is staying down on our knees and calling upon the Holy God and calling upon the Holy Savior to keep us out of this world. Because I'm going to tell you, drugs are on a high, alcohol's on a high, adultery's on a high, fornication's on a high. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I've got a God that's higher than I. The Bible says this. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your way. But my thoughts are higher than yours. Listen to me. I know if I stay on my face, I know if I stay in the will of God, everything else will work out. I may have to go through dry times like I preached this morning. But I'm going to tell you, he's been too good to me. He's brought me too far. He's brought me out of sin. He's brought me out of condemnation. Listen, I ain't got to go to hell tonight because I'm saved. By the grace of God, I'm going to tell you tonight, you are a shout of glory if you're saved tonight. But I'm going to tell you, if I've hit some things you've been doing in your life, you ought to feel condemned because the life you're living is useless to God. It's useless to man. And when you stand before a holy God, he'll say your works are not going to get you in. You've lived a double standard. And the Bible says this, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Listen, Neil, listen to me tonight. Stay with me just for a little while. I worry to death when I have kids. I worry to death in jail. If I don't live what I preach, if I don't live what I stand for, my little kids ain't going to have a little confidence in me. But I want to live holy. I want to live godly. For when my kids come along, how they'll say, my daddy, he's a man of God. He stayed on his face before a holy God. He didn't go out on Friday night and run around on mama. But on Friday night, he was in revival. He was on his face before God, seeking his face. I want my daddy's God. He ain't got no useless religion, but he's got the salvation of a holy God. Amen. God, help me tonight. But the Bible says pure religion. Brother Jeff, that's what I want. I want pure religion before God. I began to think about this the other day. I was reading over in Isaiah, and I've been trying my best. I've been reading through the whole Bible again. And you say, well, let me say this. If you've got religion, if you've got salvation, the only way, Brother Jeff, can I borrow your Bible? The only way we're going to overcome the wicked one is staying in this right here. The only way we're going to have pure religion on Friday night is if we stay in that word right there. But the moment we get out of that word, the moment we get out of that book, that old King James 1611, King James Bible. Now I know this ain't the original copy, but I'm going to tell you, it's the closest translation to the Word of God. And I'm going to stand upon it until till the day I die. If they throw me in jail for telling NIVs are wrong, let them throw me in jail. Because I've got a God tonight who said my word forever established in heaven tonight. They may tell me that preaching on homosexuality is wrong tonight. But I'm going to tell you, listen, there is grace for them. But if they die in their sin, the Bible says where I am, they cannot come. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you die in your sin you shall raise. Let me tell you that. And listen, don't back up on me. I'm telling you this. If you're a child of God, you don't go out and sin willfully. But I'm going to tell you, everybody messes up. Everybody fails. But I'm going to tell you, if you've got the true salvation of God, the Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to it live there any longer? That's what I'm true. That's what I love. The true salvation of God. Like Brother Jeff said already, it'll pull you out of the power of sin. It'll pull you out of the penalty of sin. It'll pull you out of the destruction of sin. And because God pulls you out, you ain't got to go to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God again. I'm going to say it again. I ain't got to go to hell tonight. Praise God. I've got the salvation of God in my heart. And in my heart, it will say amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is that all right, Brother Jeff?
Good preaching.
Pure religion. Keep you out of the world. I was thinking about this the other day. Most of the time, everybody's ever seen me. Most of the time, I'm always in long sleeves. Now listen, that's a personal conviction of mine. I'm not preaching on convictions tonight, but I've got a personal conviction that I have ought to wear long sleeves. You may think I'm crazy. Brother Jeff's talking about being slain in the Spirit. I felt that a time or two, Brother Jeff. So it ain't awkward to me. Listen, I come from a holy church where they run around the church. They spoke in tongues. Listen, I'm just telling you what I was raised in. So if you want to shout tonight, go ahead and shout. It ain't nothing unusual to me. I've seen it all, buddy. I've seen them shout the bobby pins out of her. And you know what happened? Listen, that didn't save me. But that made something stand up inside of me and say, I want that with thank God. I want what thank God. And they shout glory. When a man of God stand behind the pulpit and preach, it just wasn't about singing. It just wasn't about somebody saying the right words. But when the Holy Ghost comes down, that's when it's real, buddy. That's when it's real. It's when the Holy Ghost comes down and it comes on the scene. And they may call me crazy. They may call me wild. But I'm going to tell you tonight. Let them call me charismatic. I'm charismatic for God. I'm charismatic for the Lord. I'm charismatic for the one that saved me by His grace. For the one tonight who's keeping me from the power of sin. I'm charismatic about my God tonight. Amen.
That's all right.
I heard this, and this is just something that I heard. I heard our president say there's some Christians. There's Christians and there's fanatic Christians. I was thinking about the other day. Lord, I praise God I'm in the fanatic crew. Is that all right, Brother Jeff? Lord, they can call me a holy roller if they want to for my wife wearing a dress. Let them call me holy if they want to. I found it in the Word of God, Brother Jeff. Is that all right? Listen, I didn't come down here to fight with nobody over nothing. That's my conviction. But tonight I'm going to tell you, when you get saved by the grace of God, God, I don't know why I'm going this way tonight, but you do. I'm just going to follow the Lord. I like what Brother Lincoln said. He said, when God's done with me, I'll stop. I ain't never preached this long. Most of my time's always been 10 minutes. But God's been this way tonight. Listen to me. When I got saved, something come on the inside. I used to wear cut-off sleeve t-shirts. And I thought I was a big old muscle man. And looking at me, all y'all have, he ain't much in stature. But there there's a sense of pride come up in my life. But then God saved me and said, son, you can't do that no more. Son, you can't have that pride no more. Because the Bible says six things God hates. A proud look. I'm going to tell you tonight, the only ones that are going to make it into heaven is them that are saved by His grace. But that's humble before God. The Bible says this. Humble yourselves before the mighty hand of God. And in due time, He will exalt you. Listen to me tonight. I'm going to tell you. God saved me. And He's cleansing me every day. He's sanctifying me every day. He's cleaning my life up every single day. And I'm going to tell you tonight. If God's telling you to do something tonight, I do it while God is in the house. Preached on this morning. Seek the Lord while He's near. I believe God's here tonight, Brother Jeff. God's near tonight. But I'm going to tell you, sir and ma'am, I don't know who you are. God's laying some things on your heart right now. And I'm going to tell you, you better not throw it away like it's nothing. Hey, you better not throw it away and pass it by. I heard somebody say this. Lord, I don't know why I'm so long-winded tonight. But God does. I feel good tonight, Brother Jeff. I was thinking about this the other day. I heard a man say, is man bigger than God? No, man's not bigger than God. But I was reading over there the other day. When Jacob fought the angel, he said the Bible says that he fought him all night. He fought him all night. And he said, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? But the angel, he couldn't let the angel go because he wanted something. So God messed his head hip up. I'm not exactly right. I may not be. But you know what I'm talking about. But you know what Jacob did? He wrestled with God. He wrestled with Him all night. Listen, sometimes we fight conviction off. We fight it off. When the man of God is telling us to live right and stay out of the world and dress right, we just say, well, that's for somebody else. Well, that's for somebody else. But I like what old Howard Wheeler said. He said, you better take every message like it's just for you. You better take every thought of God like it's just for you. The Bible says this, He is the Word, and the Word was God. Let me tell you, if the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, and the Word of God's in your heart, that might be a good sign that God is dealing with your heart this very moment. Amen. Amen. I want pure religion, Brother. Brother Jeff. When I stand before my God, I was telling Him today, I was preaching on the dry times this morning. I guess I could say that I'm not trying to listen. I don't want nobody saying, well, God bless your heart when I get done. But I guess you could say, Brother Jeff, I'm in a dry time in my life. I guess you could say that. I'm not saying that for pity, but by no means. Don't pat me on the back when we get done and say, God bless your heart. I'm not all about that. I'm about just making it to heaven. But listen to me. I guess you could say I'm in my dry time. But I got down and I prayed today. I said, God, if I go down trusting you, I guess I'm just going to have to go down. God, if I've got to go down dried up, I know you're inside my heart. Whether sometimes I feel you or not, praise God. Hallelujah to His holy name. You're a shout right there. Because sometimes, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost to preach tonight. Sometimes we go through dry times. And sometimes we go through the valley. And sometimes we go through the trials. But the Bible says, the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. Listen to me tonight. God knew your Samson. At times in his life, God's about to show up on the scene. Just trust Him and bless His name and praise His holy name, because God is going to show up in your life if you just trust the God of your salvation. Amen. Amen. I love my wife. I love her with all my heart, Brother Jeff. But she didn't save me. If my wife goes off and she does her stuff, I made it up in my mind when I was a Christian. When I got born again, Brother Jeff, no matter what, I made it up in my mind. I made it up in my mind. I got to see heaven for myself. I made it up in my mind. When I said, God, I'm accepting your will. God, I'm accepting your salvation. I made it up in my heart that when he said, follow me, no matter what it took, Brother Jeff, no matter what I had to go through, no matter what I had to face, I made him a soldier. I made him a promise. I made him a vow. And I mean to keep that vow until the day I die, man.
Amen.
If anybody will come to the piano, sister, if you'll come to the piano. Just try to follow the Lord tonight. I may not have been politically correct and speech just right, but I try to follow the Lord with everything that's in me, Brother Jeff. Paul said, I didn't come with you in enticing words. I come with you in demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the main thing to me, Brother Jeff. My whole family forsakes me. I've got to have the Holy Ghost. That's all I got, Brother Jeff. That's all I want. I love my mom and dad, and they raised me right. But if my mom and dad forsakes my raising, I mean to make heaven my home. I love the Lord tonight. I love Him with all my heart. I can truly say that tonight. I love Him with everything that's in me. But I want to ask you tonight while we all stand. Everybody bows your head, please. I didn't make you try to doubt your salvation. You know if you're saved, and you know if you're right with God. But I want to ask you tonight if you're having some second thoughts about your soul. Listen, I ain't got no second thoughts about my soul. I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. I know I'm right with God. But I want to ask you tonight, are you having second thoughts? Are you having some thoughts in your mind? Maybe, Lord, maybe my religion's in vain. Maybe I'm just going off mom and daddy. Maybe I'm just going off a Free Will Baptist Association. Maybe I'm just going off what the preacher says. It ain't always just about what the preacher says. It's about what you know in your heart from God. I love good preaching, but God, preaching's not the only thing. I got to have something when I'm at home. I got to have something when I go down to my prayer place, and that's the Holy Ghost. That's the thing that matters the most. He said, you must be born again. What are you born again by? That's the Spirit of God. I want to ask you tonight, maybe you just want to raise your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I just don't know. I just don't know if I'm born again or not. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your hand and say, preacher, pray for me? Anybody in the house? Anybody in the building tonight? Is there anybody anywhere that needs to pray? Needs to raise your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. Maybe you're here tonight and maybe you just need to examine yourself and see whether you be in the faith. Just examine yourself. Sometimes I got to do that. If it was a help to you tonight.